That was a real adversarial-style debate this week in the race for president of Iran. Incumbent president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad appeared live this week in a presidential debate with one of the reformist candidates, Mira Hussein Mousavi. The two sparred over freedom of speech, policies toward Israel, and the rights of women. The election is next week. There are four contenders. Another reformist candidate is Mehdi Karoubi, who's emerging as one of Mr. Ahmadinejad's most outspoken opponents. We're joined now by Susan Tomasebi. She is leading women's rights activist in Tehran, but she is in Washington, D.C. this week and joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Do you think this election has the potential to make a difference for women?
I think so. I mean, I think if nothing else, the election has been greatly influenced by the demands of women, the demands that they've made under very difficult circumstances over the past 3 or 4 years. In the past, we've had elections focus on putting out slogans out there with respect to women and women's participation, but never have we seen elections that have gone so far as to define a platform, the candidate's platform, with respect to women's rights. So this is really the first time, and I think that in that respect that the elections really do promise to hold some sort of, you know, change in Iran.
We've heard an awful lot about President Ahmadinejad in the United States over the past few years. What can you tell us about the principal reformist candidate now, Mira Hussein Mousavi?
Mousavi is the primary challenger to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, but Karoubi is gaining ground, and I think he's gaining a lot of ground, especially among human rights activists and among people involved in various social movements. So I think he's a significant candidate to watch. But in terms of women's issues, I think they've both taken a very progressive stance on women's rights in this campaign.
Could you help us understand what are those issues as you see them? You're one of the founding members of the 1 Million Signature Campaign.
I'm involved in an effort. It's called the 1 Million Signatures Campaign. It seeks to collect 1 million signatures asking the Iranian parliament, the legislature, to reform laws that discriminate against women. We're asking for 10 laws have to do with the family status code, personal status codes, and also the criminal code. They include laws such as women's rights in marriage, women's rights to divorce, equal compensation for bodily injury or harm, equal rights for testimony in court, equal rights to pass on your citizenship to your children, increase in the age of marriage, increase in the age of criminal responsibility. We're specifically asking for 10 of these laws to be changed.
And do you have to worry on a daily basis about your activism?
Sure. Sure. I mean, we all worry. The campaign has come under a lot of fire. A lot of our activists have actually been arrested over the last 3 years since the campaign has started. We started our activities in 2007, and immediately we were denied space to convene our meetings. We had to take our meetings into our homes. We were denied holding meetings in our homes. We've had nearly 50 members who were either arrested or have been summoned to court and charged. Currently, we have one of our members in prison, Jelva Javahiri. She's in prison, and she's been charged with membership in an illegal organization, which is a new charge launched at the members of the campaign. Two of our members who were arrested while collecting signatures in court, they were found innocent. The court cited that collecting signatures asking for changes in the law is just like collecting signatures asking for your street to be paved. So this was a big victory for us. But now they're accusing our movement of being an illegal organization. But I should say that we've actually had a lot of reformist figures, former parliamentarians and officials sign on to our campaign asking for changes in discriminatory laws. So it's just, it vindicates us in that sense. We don't think we're doing anything illegal.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Sure. We have several Facebook pages for the 1 Million Signatures campaign. In fact,
Facebook... And that's okay. They don't take those down? They don't...
Well, they block access to sites. The site of the campaign has been blocked 20 times, so every time we get a new address and we start over again. And Facebook was actually, they shut it down a couple weeks ago, but were faced with an outcry. So they unblocked it again in Iran, and it's a very good place to get information about the upcoming elections.
Do you receive support from outside Iran?
As our members have come under attack and have been arrested, we've received a great deal of support from the international human rights and women's rights community. We don't receive any funding from outside. So that's, we don't receive any funding from anywhere. We don't receive funding from inside either. Mm-hmm. You know, we welcome especially support from countries, from women working in countries who are mm-hmm. in similar positions working for the same rights that we're working on.
Spouses have become a fixture on the American campaign circuit. And I gather in this election, women, wives, have also become visible in a way they weren't before.
I think what's happened, which is extremely interesting and has gotten quite a bit of attention both in Iran and by the Western media, is the presence of Zahra Rahnavard, who is the wife of Mir Hossein Mousavi, on the campaign trail. And they're shown often together. She was the head of Al-Zahra University, an all-female university, and she tends to be a rather popular figure for the most part, and I think that she's created some level of hype around the elections. Karoubi's wife also present by his side. Now, as a women's rights advocate, I don't think that that necessarily signifies anything mm-hmm. positive. I think what really is positive is that women are appointed to positions of power, especially positions that have to deal with policy with respect to women, who tend to be more progressive on women's rights and who believe in women's legal equality.
Suzanne Tomasebi, women's rights activist in Iran, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And Suzanne Tomasebi has more about all four of the candidates for Iran's presidential election and their views on women's rights on our website at npr.org/soapbox. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.